JD's Heroes.
So it's time for another JD Hero nomination. Over to Little Heath we go this morning, and the nomination comes from Shannon Grady. Now, Shannon, when I was younger, I couldn't think of anything worse than nominate my sister for something like this.
Oh, JD.
Oh, we used to row and fall out all the time.
Some people have good relationships with their siblings.
Yeah, not me and my sisters. But Shannon, you've got an amazing relationship with your nominee, which is your sister Hayley. Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, why does Hayley deserve to be surprised as a JD Hero?
She's been through quite a lot for the past 18 months with her son Oliver. Since he's in and out of hospital, she's never really had time for herself. And I think time for me to say, look, step back, have some time, relax.
Now, he was born at 30 weeks, which is obviously 10 weeks early, and born at 2 pounds, 11 ounces, which is just tiny. He obviously had to be put in special care baby unit, I'd imagine.
Yeah, he actually stopped growing at 24 weeks.
That's so dangerous,
isn't
it?
Which is why he was so small, and he was put into the neonatal in UHC for about 6 weeks of his life. He come out, and just before New Year, he was admitted back in and then rushed over to Birmingham because he was really poorly.
Wow. And how is he now?
He's fine. He's the most happiest baby you could ever see.
Oh, that's good. Is it true that you nearly lost Oliver as well?
Yeah.
What happened?
He got bronchitis.
Incredibly serious.
He was fighting for his life in Birmingham.
And what was that like for Mum, who obviously you've nominated for Hayley? I mean, I can't imagine what it was like.
It was horrible because she had to leave the two boys in Coventry while she was there from Birmingham. I think it was about 2 weeks. He was in Birmingham for.
Wow.
But good that he's now a really happy baby.
He's happy. He is behind in his growth and things, but...
How was Hayley?
She was really strong. She was the most strongest woman I've ever known. For what she was going through, it was amazing to see how strong she was, and she was keeping happy hopes up for everybody and everything.
Well, I tell you what, we've got something really nice that she can go along to and just take a step back and really enjoy and relax. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we'll call Hayley and we'll let her know about the nomination and give her her surprise, all right?
Okay,
and it sounds like you need to get some tissues. Yeah. All right, we'll give Hayley a call after this. It's the JD Show as we reward another JD Hero on Free Radio.
Hello?
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 Me?
I know it's you, is that?
just phone in to say you are amazing and we will love you.
Awesome. What are you doing?
Hello, is that Hayley?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, Hayley, you all right?
All right.
Sorry, we've got a very emotional Shannon on the phone. I'm JD from Free Radio, not just some weirdo that's with Hayley. Shannon's told us all about your story, about your little son Oliver, who you nearly lost. Is that right?
Yeah.
He was born at 30 weeks. Roisin, obviously, has recently given birth, and she was saying just how bad that could be and how much it was for you as well.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk me through your side of things, what you went through, Hayley, with Oliver?
Still quite emotional, actually.
I can completely understand that, because to be born at 30 weeks is still 10 weeks away from when you were expecting him to come along, and 2 pound 11 ounces is so tiny. He was obviously had to move over to Birmingham.
He came home, and then at Christmas he was very critical. He had to be incubated because he caught influenza A and bronchitis. So that was touch and go there as well.
What was it like from your point of view, Hayley? It can't have been a nice situation or a nice time for you at all. How did it affect you and obviously your other kids in the family?
In a way, I felt as if I failed him because I couldn't carry him longer than 30 weeks. I've got the two little boys and it was quite traumatic for them, obviously mum and dad not being at home.
But he's all right now?
Yeah, we've still got our ups and downs with him at the minute, but yeah, he's getting there.
What have been the after effects of all that he's gone through then? Has he got any conditions that he's still dealing with? Or?
Yeah, he's struggling to sit up, move around. We're just waiting on an MRI scan at the minute.
With those difficulties, it must be a really full-time job, not only looking after Oliver, but then with the other kids as well.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
When do you get time to yourself?
I don't.
Well, look, Shannon just wanted to nominate you and highlight just how amazing you've been and how amazing you are. And she actually said in the nomination, the only time you get to yourself is once a week when you do an hour of Zumba to keep yourself
Zumba,
fit.
Yeah, yeah.
Love a bit of Zumba, by the way. Anyway, we've sorted a little surprise for you. Thanks to our friends, right, at Enigma Hair and Beauty, they've sorted out a special package just for you. Going to get you down there, and during your time at Enigma, you're going to get yourself a manicure, a pedicure, and another beauty treatment of your choice.
Thank you very much.
Just to take some time out and just relax. But you don't need to thank me. You need to thank your sister who's listening on the phone. What do you want to say to Shannon?
Thank you. You're welcome.